Of Israeli society, including more than 1,000 Air Force reservists who threatened not to report to duty if the package was pushed through. Some have already taken action. What does that mean for security there?
I think this is a very, very grave concern indeed. As you say, more than 1,000 reservists, including key personnel in the Air Force and the Special Forces, saying that if this particular measure went ahead today, they would simply refuse to show up for reserve duty. And this is a country that leans heavily on its experienced reservists, a country that has grown to expect over the decades of its existence that people will drop everything and come to Israel's defense if there are threats that need to be addressed. Those people, those key personnel, have said, no, we're not going to do that. And so that does create, at the very least, the potential for this country's security, which is so important, to be severely compromised.
You know, and with world leaders, including our president here, President Biden, urging Israel not to pass the reform, what do you expect will happen next?
Well, Lilia, it may not be the end of the process. In fact, the opposition have said they want to take this measure passed today to the Supreme Court, the very body whose authority is being undermined, to try and challenge it. That may happen as early as tomorrow or the day after. There are going to be multiple other challenges. You've got the labor unions threatening an all-out general strike. You've already had some companies observing a strike even today. You have economic consequences with the decline in the value of the shekel, the Israeli currency. So there's all kinds of fallout, which the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, who, by the way, has been in hospital twice in the past week alone and has just had a pacemaker fitted, he's going to have to tackle all of that. He was on the floor of the Knesset today. He looked in pretty good shape, but I doubt that his doctors really wanted him to be there.
I can't imagine that. Paul Adams, thank you for your reporting. Diplomatic correspondent at the BBC.
Thanks for listening.
My name is Bobby Rush. I want everybody to know I was born to sing the blues. I sing the blues everywhere I go. I'm not like B.B. King. I'm not like Guitar Slim. Left home when I was 15 with a guitar on my back. I went to Chicago, y'all, in 1952. B.B. King and Muddy Waters showed me how to play the blues. I'm the one. Tell y'all, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. I'm the one to put the funk in the blues. I wake up in the morning, I got the blues when I go to bed. Ha, I'm the one. Tell y'all, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. I'm the one. You put the funk in the blues. Oh yeah. My mama told me when I was about the age of 5, said to grow up to be a blues man, son. You be the fucking blues made alive. I can love to heal the sick, I can love to raise the dead. I can play the blues so funky to make the house get up on your head. I'm the one. Tell y'all, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. I'm the one to put the funk in the blues. I used to crawl up on the table leg and make the biscuit fly. I would go up on the meat skin, huh?
It's Sunday morning, and you're listening to Jazz on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you. That is new music from Bob James. And his new release is called Jazz Hands. That was a tune called Sea Goddess. Hope you enjoy that. Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Come. Yeah. Wait, can we just be normal for once and not ever? No, we can't. See, Nora, what you about to learn?
You about to be in high school with us.
This is a 30-year camaraderie where he and I are having a total inside conversation with each other based on like every reference.
I know. I texted with you both for about 10 minutes.
Are you going there for that?
Grits, gravy, and crackling bread. You know what I'm talking about. Anyhow, that was Nora Jones, Christian McBride, and Questlove doing their funky version of Why Am I Treated So Bad. The original tune was done by the Staples Singers back in the day. Pops Robot Staples wrote the tune. But here's a version from Cannonball Adderley. And Cannonball starts talking about the song. Check this out.
It's a famous thing by the Staples Singers by now. And we've been strongly influenced by Roebuck Staples, who is the father, leader, and director of the Staples Singers, composer of this tune. It's called Why Am I Treated So Bad? Thank you. Why am I treated so bad? Those of you know, let the piano, ladies and gentlemen, featured on that one.
Yeah, I wanted to create a triple play on this tune, and I'll give you the reason in just a second. But let's talk about the personnel on Why Am I Treated So Bad. This version, done by Cannonball Adderley and his group, his brother Nat, featured on cornet, Joe Zamino, as Cannonball said, is on piano, Victor Gaskin on bass, Roy McCurdy on drums. Yeah, that's a remastered edition of the tune on Blue Note Records from 2006, in case you're looking for it. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to the original version of Why Am I Treated So Bad. And you know, a lot of folks are treated badly these days, just like in the 60s when Pop Staples wrote the tune. We were talking about civil rights back then and being discriminated against in various forms. Now we have more people of color being discriminated against in various forms, or more people from different backgrounds and different outlooks being discriminated in various forms. We have people being discriminated in healthcare in various forms and things like that, like housing discrimination and all these things. So things haven't changed, and we still singing the blues. Why am I treated so bad? Here's the original version from the Staple Singers. You're listening to One to One and the Jazz Corner here on the WRCT.
My friend, you know the soul was in a bad condition. Just the other day I saw a group of little children trying to ride a school bus. By them being of a different nationality, they weren't allowed to ride the bus. And I imagine you would ask them about this matter, they would have a word like this to say. Why am I treated so bad? Why am I treated so bad? You know I'm all alone as I sing the song. Hear my call, I've done nobody wrong, but I'm treated so bad. So bad.
In case you didn't realize, One-to-One is a program about great black music from the ancient to the future. So we look at our music in various forms from around the world. So in case you didn't know, I'm just like trying to pull your coat. Hey, happy listening.
Somebody cooking greens in the kitchen. Somebody in the backyard singing. Everybody on the home team winning. That's the feeling. Coming home from church on Sunday. It's the L double Dutch at the lakefront. Someone told me that the best day's coming. That's the feeling in my mind.
I need to sweat. I got to sweat. and sometimes you learn. There's nothing wrong with striving to be the best. Hard work and dedication put to the test. Every single night I got to sweat. I need to sweat. I got to sweat. Cause every time I sweat, I'm hot as I can get. Brother Reggie.
Help me just to pass this test of time. I wish that I was blind. Strange thing to wish for, but I just can't unsee all this misery. Help me clear this fear that's in my mind. I wish that it was lost. I can't help but think this world is on the brink in my mind. But everything's not lost. Christmas and New Year is coming on strong. Everything's not lost. 'Cause Christmas and New Year is coming on strong. Everything is not lost. 'Cause Christmas and New Year is coming on strong. Good tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Help me just to cover my ears, 'cause I don't wanna. Strange thing to wish for, but I can't help but hear children in fear. Bangs from bombs that shadow moms to tears. But everything's not wrong. It's Christmas and New Year's is coming on strong. Everything is not lost. It's Christmas and New Year is coming on strong. Good tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Good tidings to men. Peace and joy.
We bump, First, you don't succeed, these words you should heed. No cause for alarm. Embrace the chase, get back in the race. Third time's the a charm. Your dreams are ripe for taking, but mistakes you keep on making. Don't sell the farm. Stick with your heart. No one's right from the start. Third time's the charm. Well, a shooter's gotta shoot their shot. You learn from each mistake a lot. If you're willing to fail, life's lessons will avail. The answer's to the knot you've got. So don't be doubting the wisdom I'm espousing. I really mean no harm. 'Cause I may have been wrong, but I learned all along. Third time's the charm. Each mistake a lie. If you're willing to fail, life's lessons will avail. The answer's to the knot you've got. So don't be doubting the wisdom I'm espousing. I really mean no harm. 'Cause I may have been wrong, but I learned all along. Third time's the charm. Well, let me tell ya, third time's the charm. One more time. Third time, third time's the charm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, some great songs bring you up to the top of the hour here at WRCT Pittsburgh as we check out the sounds.